With COVID-19 cases surging nationwide, the strain is being felt at hospitals, with many finding their intensive care units overwhelmed. State data here show there are currently 433 people in ICU statewide with COVID-19, nearly double the number from a month ago. We spoke to Dr. Richard Kahn, a specialist in pulmonary and critical care medicine at the North Shore Medical Center in Salem. The area was especially hard hit by the first COVID wave back in the spring. And while Dr. Kahn is preparing for another surge, he says the hospital is better positioned now to respond.
And to be on the day the surge kind of began in March, initially we were kind of on our own. The Lynn community was actually hit very hard by COVID, and many of those patients came to our hospital. We actually had to double our ICU capacity. So we actually made beds in other parts of the hospital. So it took a while for the system that we work in to realize how difficult it was for us. And ultimately, they began to help us later on. We're starting to do something called level loading with the Mass General Brigham system. That basically is a way of having all of our hospitals work together so that no one hospital is overwhelmed. So when our hospital over the past several weeks has reached maximum capacity where we had to close our ICU to emergency room admissions, some admissions actually went downtown to Mass General and Brigham and Women's.
So it's spreading the load.
Correct. That's what we're trying to do right now, which has really helped us a great deal.
You mentioned back in the spring that you had to create ICU beds in other parts of the hospital that normally aren't part of the ICU because of the surge of coronavirus cases in the spring. Do you worry that's going to happen as we get into the new year if there's a post-holiday surge that boomerangs at us again?
I do worry about that. Christmas, there was a great deal of travel that was certainly very upsetting for us. And not only that, we now know that the English mutation of the coronavirus is already in the United States. So we expect another surge. And at some point, I'm not sure when, but the system is prepared for the time where we all will be overwhelmed and we'll need to start creating more ICU beds again.
And beyond creating more ICU beds, how else are you prepared to handle it?
Great question. And people have been really working hard on this. In the first wave of the pandemic, we were able to get help from all over the country with nurses and doctors. This time, because the surge is now national, it's harder to get help. But we were able to recruit nurses to come, who are really our limiting factor. We can't really make more ICU beds without more nurses. They're going to be coming hopefully in the next several weeks to help us when the expected surge comes.
You mentioned the significant number of people traveling for the holidays, many to visit family. Does the fact that people did that affect morale at the hospital as hospital workers see that many people just simply weren't heeding the warnings?
It certainly does. Certainly around me, I see staff that appear to be disappointed, sometimes angry. We really see that it's only not everyone, of course, but some of the public perception of the pandemic is very poor. There's kind of an open indifference to this problem.
I'm wondering if the presence of the vaccine rollout statewide, is helping the mood at the hospital in that people finally see positive development.
I think that's absolutely true. There was incredible anxiety for us when coworkers became ill. We were so happy when they're able to return, but some even despite difficult recoveries. We've been anxious for ourselves. When might we become ill? But once the rollout of the vaccine happened, one of our nurses in this ICU, Michelle Nath, was the first to receive the Pfizer vaccine at our hospital. And I'll remember that moment for all of us, and really for every one of us when we got immunized. It really was quite emotional, and it gives us a great feeling of hope, not for now, but that we see a light at the end of the tunnel. We see a future that may lead to some kind of normalcy for all of us.
Dr. Richard Kahn from North Shore Medical Center, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Rob. It's been a pleasure.